He heard Ron give a strangled cheer, and they turned the next bend to see his eager face staring through the sizable gap he had managed to make in the rockfall. "Ginny!" Ron thrust an arm through the gap in the rock to pull her through first. "You're alive! I don't believe it! What happened?" He tried to hug her, but Ginny held him off, sobbing. "But you're okay, Ginny," said Ron, beaming at her. "It's over now. It's..." "Where did that bird come from?" Fawkes had swooped through the gap after Ginny. "He's Dumbledore's," said Harry, squeezing through himself. "And how come you've got a sword?" said Ron, gaping at the glittering weapon in Harry's hand. "I'll explain when we get out of here," said Harry, with a sideways glance at Ginny. "But later," Harry said quickly. He didn't think it was a good idea to tell Ron yet who'd been opening the chamber. Not in front of Ginny, anyway. "Where's Lockhart?" "Back there," said Ron, grinning and jerking his head up the tunnel towards the pipe. "He's in a bad way. Come and see." Led by Fawkes, whose wide scarlet wings emitted a soft golden glow in the darkness, they walked all the way back to the mouth of the pipe. Gilderoy Lockhart was sitting there, humming placidly to himself.